You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This is Lisa Berry, and this week, Art and Soul is about the local performing arts scene. So I'm joined by WEMU's Wendy Wright, host of From Memphis to Motown, heard every Saturday afternoon here on WEMU. Hi, Wendy.
Hi, how are you?
Good, and we have a special guest to kick off this segment is Mike Miquelon, Executive Director of the Ann Arbor Summer Festival. We are so ready for the Summer Festival.
Thanks for having me. So are we.
And because there's a lot of going on, we want to, just for this edition, focus on the main stage. Acts, really. You'll be hearing a lot about what's happening there. Looks like you got a lot of interesting acts coming.
Yeah, we have a lineup that we're really proud of, kicking off on June 20th at the Power Center with the circus company Cirque Alphonse.
What's that about?
So the name of the show is Barbu Electro Trad Cabaret. What's really exciting about this company is that these members have performed individually with some of the best companies internationally. They're a young company out of Quebec. The music for this show is performed by a band on stage, which I think is probably worth the price of admission alone. It'll be a really exciting performance.
Yeah, I watched the video of this, and all I could think was it was sort of a mashup of every single America's Got Talent act that you've ever seen, all mushed together, all your favorites right there.
Yeah, they definitely have all the classic circus disciplines, and there's this real element of risk because these guys in this company, they're not small, they're big guys, and so you see some of the acrobatic work and kind of takes your breath away.
It's June 20th and 21st. Where is it happening?
The Power Center.
Inside?
Yes.
Inside.
You can bring all that inside.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. What else is coming up?
So on Wednesday, June 26th, we have Dawes, the great folk rock band. Dawes is really wonderful, great lyrics and musicianship, and they are promoting an album that came out last year. And then on Thursday, June 27th, Madeline Peyrou, who we're really excited about.
Madeline Peyrou has been to town a few times, and it's interesting to have watched her evolution over time because I first saw her at the Arc, and she came out and was shocked to see that it was a packed house. And she never really spoke. I don't even think she introduced her band. And then the next time I saw her was at Hill Auditorium, and she had progressed and was much more of a performer. So I think it's great to see how she's progressed now.
And here she is, a main stage performer for the Summer Fest.
For sure.
Yeah, we're happy to have her. I think that she's got such a unique voice. And it's that mix of those
Billie Holiday.
those iconic covers that she does, and then her original work as well.
An evolution of a sonero?
Yeah. On Saturday, June 29th, we have a really special presentation. This is going to be a small venue format for us. We're going to present this concert, this theater piece, on stage at the Power Center. So we're not going to use a house. It's going to be a small house of 250 or so. And this is a great piece that's part coming-of-age story, part love letter to salsa in the Bronx by this artist named Flaco Navaja.
Yeah, it made me think of Lin-Manuel Miranda without the show tunes.
Yeah, there you go. Absolutely. Songs are sung in Spanish, but the show's in English.
Oh, good. So that is coming up. And then also, while very familiar name, I'm sure to most everyone listening, Melissa Etheridge.
On Wednesday, July 3rd, rock icon. What else?
And she's really developing into more of a soul and blues artist as well, I will say.
You play her quite a bit.
I do.
Yeah.
I'm from Memphis to Motown.
Yeah, absolutely. And she's got a new album that came out in April that she'll be promoting, and as well as the hits.
I like what she says, connecting listeners to what she calls personal healing, national healing, and human healing. We could all use a little bit of that.
I think so.
And then it won't be the 4th of July without the Capitol Steps in Ann Arbor.
Healing.
Yeah. Lots more. If laughter heals you, that's more right.
Yeah, I think that the Capitol Steps, they help us poke fun, cope, whatever you need. But 20th anniversary, 4th of July tradition for the Summer Festival.
20 years, wow.
Yeah, I think it'll be a fun night.
July 4th. Is there more than one show or just what?
Just one this year.
One show at 4 p.m. And we have to combine a little arts in here, and we've got a pop-up art installation. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, this one we're really excited about. It's called Work Table by this artist named Kate McIntosh. And this is a live installation that's popping up downtown Ann Arbor at 115 West Liberty. And this is going to run during the entire festival from June 19th to July 7th. And people come in, they select an object, and they go through this experience, this personal exploration of destruction and renewal. And you create art. You create a sculpture with an object that you select.
And you're working with the Ann Arbor Art Center.
Ann Arbor Art Center is our partner on this, absolutely.
So when does it all begin?
June 14th.
June 14th. We are counting down. It's like a rite of passage.
We certainly are.
The Ann Arbor Summer Festival. Mike Michelon is the executive director. Thanks for sharing your information. I'm thinking we'll be hearing more from you here on WEMU about the other events taking place.
Thanks, Lisa.
And Wendy, what's going on in town?
Well, what do you want to talk about first?
Let's talk about theater.
Oh, let's talk about theater. So the Encore, a musical theater company in Dexter, is starting Crazy for You, which if you love musicals and you love dancing, this is like the perfect, the perfect musical. That's opening on June the 20th out in Dexter. The Penny Seats Theater Company, they do outside productions.
Yeah, over the summer.
And
yeah.
Fortinbras, which is a Lee Blessing play, it's a play, and that'll be in the West Park Band Shell from June 13th through the 29th.
Have you ever had a chance to go to those?
I think I have not.
We have to check that out.
I know.
Summer.
I mean, yeah, you know, with my allergies, yeah, I'm not good outdoors anymore.
Well, then what about cat videos?
If you well, that I will definitely.
You can do that? That's more cat videos?
Yes. It's back by popular demand. Cat Video Fest 2019 at the Michigan Theater on Wednesday, May 29th at 7 o'clock.
And
it's a benefit.
Oh, okay. Lots of music in addition to the summer festival, but a lot of other things taking place.
Ricky Skaggs and the Kentucky Thunder is going to be at the Michigan Theater May 25th. It is a benefit for the Celine Fiddlers, and that's at the Michigan Theater. And then the ARC has a few things. Morgan James, this is something, an artist that I had not been familiar with, and then this is how it works at WEMU. I asked Jeremy Baldwin what I should focus on at the ARC. And he told me that Nick Thompson, host of the Sunday Best, recommended her. So,
okay.
Really cool stuff.
All right. Endorsed by the WEMU staff.
And then the Blue Llama Jazz Club has got a couple of things that are really interesting. The Ralph Peterson Messenger Legacy is coming up on May 24th, the weekend of May 24th, 25th. And then Kurt Elling, who you and I both love, is June 7th and 8th. That weekend.
And focusing on community, our Ann Arbor Symphony Orchestra has something unique coming up.
They do. They're going to be playing outside at Concordia right on the river. The performance is called Music in the Key of Ann Arbor. And the park opens at 6:30 on June the 8th. And the concert starts at 8 o'clock.
Well, that'll be fun.
And you're encouraged to bring your picnic and lawn chair and all that sort of stuff for
June
a concert.
June 8th. And last but not least, UMS has something coming up.
Let's see if I can say this correctly. Yes, UMS begins their Summer Sings 2019 with the Dufeld Requiem number 9. And basically what that is it's on Monday, June 24th. You come, learn the music, and then take a break and come back and sing through it.
Oh, so the audience gets to sing along.
Yeah, this is a sing-along. Oh. And they do two or three of them over the summer, and this is the first one.
All right. Well, Wendy Wright, thank you so much for your information that you bring here. Mike Michelon of the Ann Arbor Summer Festival. We'll put the links if you want to buy tickets, you want to see the whole rundown. We'll have all that for you at WEMU.org. I'm Lisa Berry, and thank you for listening to Art and Soul here on 89.1 WEMU.